Okay, the Gemara on the fourth line here brings down a machlokes regarding chulish nishketu ba'azara. A chulish nishketu ba'azara is talking about a regular behema, ordinary kosher behema, that the owner wanted a sheft and he made the mistake of taking it up and shefting it in the azara of the Beit HaMikdash. So Ramea holds that Oisa Yatamashu for Klaz is Yatamashu for Klaz and Chulin Shishu Bazara. Ramea holds that Chulin Shishu Bazara becomes Oisa Bahanar. That's Ramea Shita. He learns that out of Oisa to tell you that Chulin Shishu Bazara Oisa Bahanar. The Idach Chulin Shishu Bazara Lav Dei Reis Rabbi Yehuda, for whom the Pasuk of Oisa is already used. So he says, no, chulish mishtu bazara lav dairaisa. What does that mean, lav dairaisa? It's not dairaisa. The Tosfos says, chulish mishtu bazara lav dairaisa, pirish hakuntri, isser hanoah. Rashi learns that avad chulish mishtu bazara, shechting chulin in the azara is mishtu dairaisa. The act of shechting it is mishtu dairaisa. And eating it is also awesome in our time. Eating the meat of the behemoth that was shechted in the azar is awesome. And Rashi brings a pasuk, we learn it from Kiyurchak Mechahamokin. But only the Yisr HaNoah lav dairaisa. When we say Chulin Shishu Bazara lav dairaisa, she says Rashi is that it's only the Yisr HaNoah which is not the dairaisa. Tosfos disagrees. Taisa says no. That when the Gemara says Chulish Mishtu Bazar Lav Dairaisa, it means the whole halacha, the whole din, that it's also to Shechulim Bazara, Melechi Taisa. Taisa says that whole din is only in Isid Rabban. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and Taisis, if Chulish Mishtu Bazara is Dairaisa or Rabban. Now, Rashi says that there's no lav mefurish for achila, for eating chulish nishtu bazara. There's no beferish iser to eat chulish nishtu bazara, and that's why we have to learn out from here. That the act of shefting chulin and azara, Rashi holds it to their eyes. But the fact that you can't eat it, so that is no beferish lav. And then we need to learn it from here. Because I say Atamashal Klavim, the Atamashal Klavim, because Chulin Shishu Bazara, I talk to Sai Bati, but Sai Bahan. What? In other words, if you hold it off, then you would have to have a lead with it. You don't have to, you can hold it with it. I'm not to say that. It doesn't have to be. The Gemara says it's off. The Gemara says that it comes to teach you. So Rashi is explaining the Mandiyama who answers. And Rashi says, I need a pasuk because there is no pasuk. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yudalek. There's a pasuk in the Torah like Seichel called Tayeva. Don't eat anything that I consider disgusting to you. That's your Baruch Shalom. Like Seichel called Tayeva. So the Gemara says that how do you know you're not allowed to eat pasuk b'chala? Does it say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to eat pasuk b'chala? No. Does it say in the Torah? You eat b'chala, you don't cook. The Gemara says, "Leisaychol kol tayeva," that if the Torah says you're not allowed to cook it, it means it's the tayeva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And leisaychol kol tayeva, kol she ta'afti lach. Anything that I consider wrong or improper, you're not allowed to eat. Anything that I consider improper, you're not allowed to eat. What? Oh, 1 second. Get to that. This is a different one. The other one. He says, "Lysaichol kol teyeva" comes to teach you that anything that the maisa is offered, the food that comes as a result, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks, what happens if you cook on Shabbos? Now, if you cook on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the food.
Yep.
You like to put on Shabbos? So it's only a drabbanon that you're not allowed to eat it. Min ha'tayra, if you cook on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Practice Gemara, Moisecho kol teira. Why? You should be in this a deraisa. If you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, then something you cooked should become aser. Something you cook should become us. It's a te'eva. Something disgusting was done if somebody cooked it on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers the way we understand the answer. The Gemara says, no. There, it's not a chetza shalissa. When you cook on Shabbos, it's not this food that there's something wrong with this chetza. With the, you cook an egg on Shabbos. Nothing wrong with that egg. It's the action that you did to the egg that's awesome. So the te'eva is not the thing. It's the action that you did. That's not included in Moisechel Kol Te'eva. Moisechel Kol Te'eva applies to Basar B'Chala, where it's Basar and Chala, it's the thing that makes the problem. The Mishra of Basar B'Chala is the thing that's a te'eva. It's an item which the Torah considers a te'eva. That's why it's awesome. A sheikh is something where it's not the item the Torah considers the Torah, but that's different. This is the Gemara, at least the way we understand the Gemara. Kivega asks, and Kivega here is the Goyen Hashas, the second piece, that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, if you hold that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, the act of shechting of Behemah of Chulin in the Azara is an issue. Which Rashi holds, this is their right. To shech chulin the azara, Rashi holds is also in our Torah. So, fetch up a kidega. If so, we should know that you're not allowed to eat chulin shenishchatu ba'azara from the pasuk of Moisechel Kol Te'eva. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara should now be an item which is also to eat. Because of Moisechel Kol Te'eva, you did something disgusting with it, you shechted in the Azara, which is an instant. So Moisechel Kol Te'eva should aser Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara. So why does Rashi say that we don't have a pasuk to aser Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara? The Achila, we do have a pasuk. Moisechel Kol Te'eva. So Kiveg of Leitshra, he says Tarafi.
It's not a public shvedah.
Right. Good enough. It's no worse than I say
you can't say it was an action that was done to it.
So I sort of set up that terrace, right? L'chayra, we could answer the Kiveiga. We could answer the Kiveiga's question. And we could say that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is similar to Shabbos. Not this animal that's offered. There's nothing wrong with this chulin. It's the fact that this chulin was shechted in the Azara, which made it awesome. It's not in the chetza of the Yisr. And since it's not in the chetza of the Yisr, that's why Moisechel Kol Te'eva doesn't apply. It's not a chetza di Yisura. L'chayra, we could answer this, and I believe in the Beis Halevi, we say, look, Aleph, Simin Lami. He suggests this is a possible test. That Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is not a chetza d'isura. Nothing wrong with the chulin. Nothing wrong with this animal. It's what was done with it. It's similar to Shabbos. And being that it's similar to Shabbos, it's not included in Moisechel Kol Te'eva. So we walk away from this with a rule in the Hagdara of Moisechel Kol Te'eva. The Talevi says the second parrot. She holds is more the Yitzhak. By Basar B'Chalav, why is Basar B'Chalav Asa? So one man Yamar in the Gemara says, Moisechel Kol Te'eva. I mean, that's this Gemara in Kol and Kuf Yudal. The Beis Halevi says, 1 minute. We know that Basar B'Chalav is Asa from a different thing. I think most people are aware. It's a Rashi and Chumash. And it says 3 times, Lais of Ashel Gadiva Chalevi Bai. So the same exact passage 3 times in the Torah. Chad Lais of Bishel. Chad Lais of Achila. Chad Lais of Anah. I think it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili who dashes this way. that you have three times Baisa Vashal Kadiba Chalevi, right? One to teach you an Isser of eating. So why does the other Gemara Darshan Laisaychon Kol Tayeva? Why do we have a different Gemara that Darshan Laisaychon Kol Tayeva? Why do we need two Psukim? What do I need? A Pasuk of Laisa Vashal Kadib plus a Pasuk of Laisaychon Kol Tayeva. So it's possible that the two Sugis argue. The two Tanoim are arguing. And not everyone agrees that Laisaychon Kol Tayeva is a broad Isser. Dr. Beis Halevi, no, but you could answer. You could say no. Loisaychu kol teyeva asks everything. But from loisaychu kol teyeva, you wouldn't get malchus. And maybe I need the three lois of Asher to tell you that you get malchus. Possible teretz. That you need the three lois of Asher to tell you that you get malchus. So it could be that the two sugyas aren't arguing. The Kidaig apparently learns that the two sugyas don't argue. But the Beis Halevi shows from Ashita Sarambam, who learns that the two sugyas do argue. It's a machlekes tanoim. And it's a machlekes tanoim, so Rabbi Kidaig's kasha is a good kasha, but it's only a kasha like that on the Amen. Our Rashi is good because if you hold it's a machlekes tanoim, then there's no a general klal of Lasecho Kol Peyeg. What the Beis Halevi wants to do is to say that it's lav dafka that Laisecho Kol Teyeva is a general lot, and not the way Rabbi Kivega understood.
He said there's some
Rishayim that will answer the Sugya and say some to be Malchus. That's true. That's not serious. But he shows that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. And how he shows is not important to know. And so that would answer Rabbi Kivega's cash. In other words, if you hold the sugyas argue, then Kivega's cash is not shvet.
They do argue.
Two sugyas argue. So you can't ask for myself and hope they have it. That's one sugya. The other man, the other argues, they can't answer. So, Kapunim, this is the rule of Laisecho Kol Teyeva. The fact that there's a great amount of disagreement over how far that lav extends, how far it applies. Okay, let's get on to Gidan Asher. Masav Rabbi Yitzchak, Nachos. Harei Gidan Asher. Rachman Amar, Hashem Ayecha B'nei Yisrael, Gidan Asher. Is the Gidan Asher Asa Ba'anah? It says, Lo Yaychlu. And yet, Tanan, Shalei Yechadam Yerach L'Nachu, Yidu Gidan Asher Anasher B'Saychai, Eshem Akai Menikim. You're allowed to send a gift to a guy, assuming, like Taisa says, that it's not an out-and-out gift. Right, you're doing it for your benefit, not as a gift to Gai. But you're allowed to send the Gid HaNasha to a Gai. Are you having a Noah from the Yerech, which includes the Gid HaNasha? So we see it's Mutabah Noah. I had a problem with this Gemara. When you send a Gai a side of beef, you know what a Yerech is? A whole side. It's like a 2 dozen steaks, right? You send them a whole side of meat. Are you adding enough to get an usher?
The guy or the person sending it?
The person sending it's the guy.
So you're getting money from it, no?
Huh?
You're selling it by weight.
The guy should weigh something. That's very little. The guy should weigh almost nothing. You're getting paid. Texas seems to say you're sending it as a gift. Right? Texas says, I is free. Texas says he's sending it to someone you know and it'll be macrotized. So if somebody sends you a piece of chicken, you probably never even noticed. You're eating it when you have a drumstick, a chicken, right? You're getting there too. It's not a good enough, you don't have to worry. What's it getting? Those little strings, you know? The turkey's thicker, you can see it more. It gets cooked, it almost melts. Someone sends you, you're thankful for the gift? Well, how can you understand? I mean, it's a kasha, I don't know what that is. It would seem to me that when you send a guy a side of meat, he's thankful to you. The fact that there's a string of Gid HaNasha going down the middle doesn't make him any happier, especially if it doesn't have much taste. Otherwise, yes, but when I send it to him, am I getting Hanah from the Gid that's in it? No, I could use it. I can cut out the Gid and use it. I'm then it was a gift. It happens to be a gift. I doubt it. The kid, if you know what the kid is, it's almost nothing. The kid is a small, and we, by us, since we're not we're only on the kid, but on the chelav hasamach for the kid, we have a lot of our focus because the kid is hard, it's hard to catch. So we would cut out a big piece. But the kid that rises is tiny, it's a thin string in the meat.
Probably have to
win
the whole meat in order to get to the gid also.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe having enough in the gid, because in order to get to the gid, you would have to cut it open. It wouldn't look as nice. Now it's a whole nice side of beef. And the other way, it wouldn't look. But is that enough in the gid? What? Well, you cut out the gid, you make it look. To get to it, you have to cut through.
It's not usually the gid, it looks nice. You want to look good
open. No, you wouldn't buy a piece of meat that looks like it.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm still having enough in the gear. I'm having enough in the fact that I don't have to cut out the gear. Is that called having enough in the gear? I don't know. I haven't
heard that.
What? You have to have enough. But that's not enough from the gear. You say the guy a gear that has a gear in it. I'm having enough from the gear. I understand, but am I having enough from the gid by sending this to a guy? Again, does that mean you're having enough from the gid? I've had enough, then I don't have to cut the good meat. But it's not enough from the gid, is it? It's enough from the gid. I'd be happy if the gid would just disappear. I don't need it there. This would be an animal that's missing a gid. I couldn't care less. I understand. I don't understand that. It should be a kasha everybody asks. So somebody asked
that.
So what? But I'm not having enough from the gid when I sell it to the guy. I send it to the guy, I'm having enough from the gid. Alright, I don't know. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says yes, you're having enough from the gid. Tie it shver. After the Gemara, sober above all. Another thing. Because you're hutchin the veil, he bechab of the gid of hutchin. Nusfar. That when the Torah says you're allowed to eat the vela, it implies now you're allowed to eat the vela. You're allowed to take the vela and give it to a ger taishav or sell it to a guy. Because you're hutra the vela. He chalba the gido hutra. Another thing. Somebody explain this far to me. You can't say gid anash is asabana. Why? The Torah said you could have anash in the vela. So it must be that you can have enough and you get on Asha. Sorry, anybody? No, what do you mean? What's the show for me? You're very cautious. No? Anybody understand this far? Dinner the meat. So what do you mean? The Torah said, take this nevela. You have an animal that died, take it and sell it. So we understand when the Torah said sell it, it means sell this whole thing, pick up the whole carcass of the animal and sell it. So the Torah is saying, how can I sell it? There's chaylov in it, there's gid in it. Must be the Torah meant that the chelav and gid is also mutabana. As it was saying. I don't see the hechruch. Maybe it means it's separate the chelav and the gid. No? But the Gemara is saying no. So the Torah was not in the veil, it was not in the chelav and the gid too. Everybody understand that? Anybody understand? Understand exactly what's going on here? The tremendous finish of the Gemara. Now when the Torah says you're allowed to sell the veil, it implies everything in the veil is mutabar noah. Even though you would otherwise think it's arsur, but this implies a heter for the chelav and the gid. Very big thing. So the Gemara says, that's very good, honey, chalaman di yama yesh begid and be nice and tami. So, you're having enough in the gid. Elaman di yama yesh begid nice and tami ekele meymar. Now, the machlaikis, if gid didn't have taste or not. What's the machlaikis?
the machlokes.
What?
Machlokes of yesh begin the next time. What's that machlokes? Yesh begin the next time. What?
Food
does didn't have taste. If it would fall into, if you're cooking a pot of potatoes and it fell in, does it give taste to the other? Does it give taste or doesn't? What? Oh, that's the question. Is this a machlokes of mitzvahs? Why don't we take a guy? Take a guy and ask him, taste it and tell me if it has taste. Or get a fryer yid. And ask him, remember when you were fryer you used to eat a yid? And now he's from. You want to have a person in their mind. Remember you used to eat it? And the fryer yid was in the house. So I don't know how it came up. He was talking about chazer and what do my kids think? It's disgusting. And this guy said, no, chazer tastes very good. You know, it tastes good. So I know that chazer tastes good. So kids, what? So the thing is that really this is the whole makar. We have a rule that there's no machlokes in mitzvahs and shas. The makar for this is Tshuvas HaRashba, who says that the machlokes of yesh begidin b'nais and tam or ein begidin b'nais and tam is not a machlokes in mitzvahs. Gidin certainly has a certain level of taste, a tiny level, a small level of taste. The machlokes is that level of taste, is that called tam? Is that chashuv enough to be called taste? Ram Yamo says yesh begidin b'nais and tam holds that level of taste is also called tam. And Ram Yamo says ein begidin b'nais and tam says no, that level of taste, that tiny level of taste, that doesn't have a chashivus of tam. That's the machlokes. So the Gemara says in Chulin, if you eat a gira nasha of a trefa animal, if you take a gira nasha of a behemoth tamei, take a donkey's gira nasha, are you over on the avera of eating a behemoth tamei? If you all yesh begin the nice and tam, so you are over for eating the basar of a behemoth tamei. If you all ain't begin the nice and tam, then you're not over. You didn't eat. It's not considered part of the basar of a behemoth tamei. It has no taste. You're not over. On the issue of eating a behemoth tamei.
Okay.
If you eat a gira nasha of a behemoth tamei, of a non-kosher animal, of a donkey.
If you eat a drop of the regular meat.
If you eat the regular meat, you're over for behemoth tamei. Well, that will come back to the issue of chatzishir. The chatzishir is awesome, so you don't get a young amount. But the git itself, eating the git itself of a behemoth tamei, if you all the yesh begin with nice and tam, that's part of boss of behemoth tamei, so you're over. If you don't aim begin the nice and time, it has no taste. So then that's not considered basa bahima today, then you don't get mountains. That's right. Well, okay, let me explain. So it's machlek if you get markets for bahima today. Now what about eating the git itself of a kosher animal? Does a person get markets for eating the git of a kosher animal? The answer is yes, no matter what. Everybody holds that eating the yid, yichayev malchus, it has no taste. But that's similar to a fly. If you eat a fly, you get malchus. It has bad taste. Afal pikein, asur tayin. A git anasha, the same thing. Even if a git anasha has no taste, the lav of lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael of git anasha, that you zichah get malchus for. Because the Isser Gira Nasha applies even if it has no taste. Because Afa became Asra Tayyip. That is no question. That doesn't matter if you all yesh begin nice, I'm not in begin nice. The only machlokes is if you eat the Gira Nasha of a behemoth tamei, are you over on the Isser behemoth tamei? That Isser behemoth tamei, it depends. If you hold this is Basar, the Gira Nasha is a din Basar, you're over on by eating a behemoth tamei. You hold the gira nasha is ain't like tam, so then you're not either. So this would be a machlokes, which is totally if you hold yesh begin midnight and tam or ain't begin midnight. So the Tshuvas HaRashba, I don't know where it is. I was looking for it. I know that it's in the there's a Shita Mekubetzes on Sofin. Not a real Shita Mekubetzes. Somebody, it's a decent print. He brings down the Tshuvas HaRashba without citing the source. But it's a known Tshuva Sarash. Yehuda brings it in the Tshuva. But they don't write which Tshuva it is. So, that's the source. At any rate, This is the machlokes, the yesh begidin b'nais and tam, or if ain't begidin b'nais and tam. So how does this come into this gemara? So this whole sugya was coming here to Kasha and Rabba Bo. Now, how come? Well, how did this come into our gemara? Rabba Bo said that any time it says le'yayichlu, it means yisurei hanah. So the gemara asked the Kasha, if le'yayichlu includes yisurei hanah, why isn't Giran Asha included? Why isn't Giran Asha also b'hanah? So the gemara says, hadi chalaman di aliyesh begin b'nais and tam, or ain't begin b'nais and tam, ayikala meymar. It should be Asabana. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Kasha on Rav Avo. That according to Rav Avo, La Yechlu includes Yisrei Ana, so it should include the Gid Anasha. Now, let's try to learn this Gemara's Kasha with the Mishul Melech and with Rav Tivega. You're thinking, oh no, Mishul Melech again, Rav Tivega again. That's very geschmack here. You just have to help cut the two sheetahs, okay? Let's start with Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega is easy. What did Rabbi Kivega say? How do you know La Yechlu includes Yisurei Hanah? What's Yisurei Hanah? There's a cause of a Gerusha B'Sharech. So the Gemara makes perfect sense. There's no complication. It says La Yechlu is Gid Hanashe. So that should include Yisurei Hanah. Why not? Every La Yechlu, La Yechlu, La Yechlu, La Yechlu always includes Yisurei Hanah. Why should this be any different? Gemara's Kasha perfectly makes a lot of sense that the Kivega is not possible. However, Rabbi Kivega asked this as a Kasha on the Mishnah Melech. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, according to the Mishnah Melech, this Gemara's Kasha makes no sense. What did the Mishnah Melech learn? What's the definition of Lo Yechlu or Lo Yechlu? Touch it. Don't have the pleasure of eating. Okay? Don't have the pleasure of eating. You don't have pleasure. And eating is one example of pleasure. So that makes sense by Nevela. Is eating Nevela pleasure? Yes. It makes sense by Chazer. Is eating Chazer pleasure? Yes. But if you hold ain't the gid in the nice and time, then a gid, like Rashi says, is eight ba'alma. There's no pleasure in eating wood. So lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael gid anasha cannot mean don't have the pleasure of eating the gid anasha, because there is no pleasure in eating the gid anasha. So how could you say that the taisha of lo yoichlu means don't have the pleasure of eating? There is no pleasure in eating gid anasha if you hold ain't begin the nice time. So it makes no sense to ask the kasha that lo yoichlu means pleasure. There is no pleasure. Bishlamer Rebbe Kiva Ega Yoichlu means putting it in your mouth and swallowing it. That makes sense by the Gid Anashi. Gid Anashi, you can put it in your mouth and swallow it. So Lo Yoichlu makes sense. But if they say that Lo Yoichlu means don't have the Hanah of Achila, and that's how we know it includes only Suri Hanah, it makes no sense, according to Mandiyah, that Ebe Gid Manais and Tam, to say Lo Yoichlu is Nei Yisrael Gid Anashi should include Yisrael Hanah. It doesn't mean Hanah. It can't mean it. There's no pleasure in eating to get anasha. There's no way at all. So the Kivega, for this reason, this is the reason he disagrees with the Mishnah Melech. This is his chaylik on the Mishnah Melech, because he holds that by get anasha the taich makes no sense, and since the Gemara uses it by get anasha, clearly you can't say la'yachol means you don't have the pleasure of eating. This is Rabbi Kivega's raya against the Mishnah Melech, and he brings a Tzarechi, and the Mishnah Melech lives before the Kivega, so he didn't have any chance to answer the Kasha. Kasha is a higher good Kasha.
The mic itself, yeah, you get on enough. Sometimes you put it in the water, right? But this is my thing, that the problem with getting on enough is eating yourself.
The mic. Right. And there's no dinner pleasure. So when it says here, when it says, well, yes, we'll do something else. We need the act. Right? That's the act to say. If so, so what's the Gemara's Kasha on Rebbe Bo? Rebbe Bo said, well, yes, we'll include Hanah by things that have pleasure in eating. And Rabbi Bo should answer, Gid Anasha is different, there's no taste. So the Eichel can't be pleasure. So the name of the Gemara Kasha. Why does the Gemara answer it that way? Rashi says, "Okay, it's bound on it. It's a piece of wood."
And it's
impossible to have anah. It's possible, not possible to have anah from its taste. If you take a get anah and use it as a string to make a yo-yo, then
you get nutritional value, fills you up. I mean, if someone used to put it there on life, are they allowed to eat that?
We define achila as hanas hagara. We define the pleasure of eating as hanas hagara. It's something you have anah in the throat. For example, if you take food, any trefus, you take a piece of chazer, you wrap it in a paper, and you swallow it whole, there's no sin there because there's no hanas hagara. Maybe it's bakal dakei to kolagam. We can argue that. We can argue if a person can say, I personally don't like it. It's something that generally people don't like. That since Rabbi Kiva is raya, there's a raya to Mishmuel Melech that's brought many achrayim, including the Seidler. Avraham Yehi brings it, and in the there's a Sefer Ashvan Deiraisa. They all three bring the following raya to the Mishmuel Melech. And I want to speak out this raya specifically because I'd like to remind you of a concept we once mentioned. There's something called misasek. Misasek is someone who is trying to do something mutter, and he accidentally does something asr, which means niskaven lahagbia es hatalush. Somebody bent down; he meant to pick up a cucumber from the floor, which is not attached to the ground. And there is such a cucumber on the floor. He meant to pick it up. By mistake, he, in the same meister, he picked up something that was mechobra, something that was attached to the ground, and he ripped it out of the ground. That's called misasek. Misasek, he was oisik in a davar heter, and he did a davar asik. Misasek is potter on Shabbos. That's the din of misasek. We had misasek once, coincidentally it was Rabbi Kiveg too, who asked that anybody who owns chametz on Pesach, somewhere in your house, you don't even know about it, and you're walking around, you're a misasek. That's Rabbi Kiveg's kasha. Why are you as a bayi rabbi yamasek? You're busy doing whatever you're doing. You're not busy owning chametz. You don't even know you own the chametz. That's what we once had misasek with. Gemara says a krisus from that yutaz that misasek is potter b'chol asay rakuva chutz mechalavim za'arayas except for chelet eating trace of fat za'arayas and bia that's asa shekein nehena because the isser of eating chelet and the isser of bia sasurais are Yisurim which are based on the Hanah that a person has. Yisurim which are based on the Hanah of eating the Chelev or the Hanah of the Bia. And therefore, even if someone's a Misasek, he needs to do Bia to his wife. Or he needs to do Bia to a Pnuya, that's not Asa Menatah. And instead, he's Bayal an Erva, he's a Misasek. He doesn't have a p'tor. He's a shaygei, he can bring a karban chatas. He doesn't have a p'tor. Because misasek, the chalav and v'arayais, is awesome in atayra, shekei nehenem. Because the hanah is the same. So if somebody niskaven levloya es harayk, meant to swallow saliva in his mouth, and he swallowed chelev, was actually chelev he had in his mouth. So the Gemara says, he's chayek to bring a karban chatas, because Shekei Nehena, because he had Hanah. That's a Gemara. Yeah, but there, the Aveira is not the Hanah. Even if you have no Hanah, you chayav on Shabbos, if you live it all. The Aveira is not the Hanah. By eating Chaylev, the Aveira is the Hanah. The Chaylev is the only Issa Chathos that is Rechila. There is no other. The Gemara is talking about the tzaddik is a patur in bringing the karma kasa. The Gemara says, hey, well, presumably it would apply to many who are referring to achila. That's no problem, but presumably it would apply to other referring to achila. Back in Lara, how do you know the isra of eating chela is the isra of hana? The Torah says, like, saicha. Maybe it means you're not allowed to do the maisa, putting it in your mouth and swallowing it. He says it's tach hana. It happens to be that people have hana when they eat chela. But who says that's the definition of the isra? According to Mishnah Melech, it's very good. The Mishnah Melech learned that's tach loisaicha. Loisaicha means don't have the hana of eating. So that Gemara seems to be a raya to the Mishnah Melech. He can answer that the Maisa is the Isra is the Maisa, but every Maisa Achila inherently has Hanah. But the Pashtus of the Gemara is certainly Mashma like the Mishnah Melech. So that's the Gemara to raya to Mishnah Melech. This Gemara is a raya to Rabbi Kiva Egan. Mr. Shem, next Sunday we'll return to the finish of the Sunday.